Good, yourself?
Not too bad. Thank you very much for your time. A little later this evening, Central Coast Mariners take on Melbourne Victory. In other words, this could be a disaster.
Yeah, big chance. Big chance. Melbourne Victory, my goodness. This club at the moment, one bumbling mess after another bumbling mess. So I don't know exactly how this one's going to turn out. I've got a fair idea, though, because the Mariners are very good at the moment. They had a slip-up last start, but they were playing against Melbourne City, who are arguably the informed team of the competition. They played Western Sydney last night. But, yeah, the Mariners are a very hard proposition to come up against at Central Coast Stadium. And Victory are just that far away from what they need to be at the moment. It's not funny. So it's hard to see anything else but a complete Mariners domination of that one.
Last week, maybe the week prior, we spoke about the Central Coast Mariners and how they've turned it around from literally wooden spooners right through until, well, sitting on top of the table at the moment. What's gone wrong then with Melbourne Victory? Because they're one of the glamour sides, and I use that in quotation marks. Where has it gone all wrong? Is it recruitment? Is it coaching? Where's it gone wrong?
It's a whole manner of things. It's decision-making process, so Kevin Muscat left the club, and they thought that that was the end of the road for Kevin Muscat because he'd done as much as he could. And you could probably see reason in that point of view when he did leave. But since then, their appointments, their recruitment have just been way off. They appointed Marco Kurtz from Adelaide. He wasn't the right fit. He brought in the wrong kind of players. He couldn't get players on the pitch. The good ones, at least, are always injured. And the same's happened this year. Grant Bredner almost had to be talked into the job. He initially said he didn't want it, and then he turned around and said he did want it, and he got given the job. Club legend, lovely bloke, feel for him, but it just hasn't worked out. So I don't know what they do now, Victory. I think they just have to go back and have a big grand look at things, because they've got the resources to be able to go out and get a coach that most other clubs couldn't afford to go and get in the A-League. So, yeah, they've got to make a statement. If Grant Bredner is not the man, they make that decision. They just can't go along and guess about their next appointment. It's a must-get-right one.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other game a little later this evening, Perth Glory versus Newcastle Jets. The thing I like about, obviously, games in Perth is, yes, they're at 9:30 at night, but you get to watch a lot more football throughout the evening.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it was meant to be a triple-header, but ridiculously, the Western United game, the team from the Western Melbourne, that game got binned in Brisbane because the pitch is no good. But they made that ruling 2 days out from the game, even though there was 2 30-degree days. The pitch hasn't taken, knitting for some new turf hasn't taken in the goal mouth. It's just completely unacceptable from every level, not just from Brisbane Royal, but the groundsman doing that. Yeah, they copped a lot of rain, but, I mean, seriously. I'd be ticked off if it was a game of park football that I was playing on a Saturday and it was called off 2 days before because they couldn't get it right. Surely they can go and find a new venue. Anyway, that's beside the point. The point is that we get that second game later on in Perth, and I reckon Perth bounced back against Newcastle, who are a bit out of form at the moment.
I'm pretty sure there would have been a few stadiums around that would have said, yeah, more than happy to do it. But as you said, you know, they've got to get it right somewhere along the line. Tomorrow, Wellington Phoenix versus MacArthur FC.
Yeah, I'm going down to that one, down in Wollongong, beautiful Wollongong, just south of Sydney. I think Wellington are coming good. They smashed Melbourne Victory midweek at this ground. And MacArthur, not quite sure what to make of them at the moment. MacArthur, they got past Western United in a close one last week, but they got well beaten by Melbourne City in the game before. So, yeah, probably the mix in this one.
You'd be going down, I'm guessing, in the Fox Sports limo with Mark Bosnich?
No, I'll be going down in my crappy old Mazda and taking a few stops along the way because I've got a bad back. So it's about as far away from rolling into town in a limo as you could possibly get, I'd say.
And the other game, Adam, Adelaide United versus Sydney FC.
Yeah, so Sydney go from Perth to Adelaide without going home. So it's a bit of an extended road trip. But Adelaide have been fantastic. They've got a guy called Craig Goodwin who's come back to the club and really made a big difference. So I reckon Adelaide in that one because Sydney are having a few issues. They're playing okay, but they're just not taking their chances, and that is as bad as playing badly in football sometimes. They can't quite seem to put the ball in the back of the net, so I reckon Adelaide in that one.
It always is a good game when you have to put the ball in the back of the net. Hey, Adam, really do appreciate your time this afternoon, and you get all the action, of course, on Fox Sports, and let's do it all again next week.
Sounds good. Cheers, mate.